Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I might add. And by the way, the Tampa Bay Rays are suddenly in first place in the AL East. How about that? And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truckers out there getting it done coast to coast, border to border. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out the website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take advantage of some of the things we have over there, including the MyPillow and the Relief Factor products. Alrighty. Here we go. Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. That's FoundersCo.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We stroll across the overnight radio hours talking about the White House once again avoiding questions of any possible penalties for the China involvement in the Wuhan COVID-19 origins probe.
Well, as I just said, they will not commit to any kind of consequence. They got, and media really got caught, and so did really Facebook, too, because anything that pointed to a, air quote, China virus and where it came from and whatnot, so the media, you know, attacked Donald Trump on that for months. And Mike Pompeo put out a stinging report on the origins back in January, just before he left office of Secretary of State. And Wall Street Journal decided they were going to do a pretty in-depth investigation, which they did. They published that. And suddenly media has decided to turn around a little bit here, and there's no mea culpa in any of this when there should be. But it's we're at a place now where the Biden administration has some real pressure on them to do these investigations and point to some kind of a consequence. Remember how excoriated Senator Tom Cotton was when he was saying that this looks like it was a lab leak, which, you know, I got to thinking about that in a hard way the other day, and I said, you know, this lab leak term is really annoying me because I'm not convinced, one, that it was a leak. I think it could have been purposeful, to be honest with you. The second piece is, it is not, it kind of is, they're alluding to the fact that this did not come from some other genesis, meaning a bat or some other kind of origin that they were studying in the Wuhan lab. It's almost like they're saying that the whole thing was created and then leaked out of the lab. I'm not believing that theory. That one doesn't work for me. Because if you go back and you look at SARS, and then you look at the other things that have, other diseases, infectious diseases, that have come out of China, it all seems to come from a bat origin.
Yeah.
And that's why they were studying this so much. So why are we dancing around that one? I haven't figured that one out yet.
Well, most of the world doesn't believe Dr. Fauci right now, and they'd like to see him get fired. There's a poll out there that says Fauci needs to go, and I agree.
Well, he was giving some testimony again before the Senate. He had a very different tone of voice.
Yep.
And a very different expression on his face.
Yep.
That to me was more. It wasn't even his answers.
Yep.
It was by virtue of the questions that he was being asked.
Yep.
It was kind of like, there are members of the Senate that are honing in on this, and he sees it coming, and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, well, duck the lead or get out of the way, whatever. Now, here's the other thing. Let's see. We got a question here. All right, I believe I know who this is. Is this Mary?
Hello.
Give us your question.
Hi, my question would be, wouldn't that be kind of like asking Iran how much nukes and enrichment are you doing? It's the same thing. I'm not believing these people. I don't know why you even bother with it.
Okay.
You know what's going on. Thank you.
All right, well, she's got a point there, but... Then again, I don't know what you expect to hear. I would expect to hear the
truth. Well, it's not the point. It's just like the Fauci thing. That's not the point. The point is that, you know, we're putting Fauci on notice just by virtue of the types of questions that are being asked. Mm-hmm. So you're putting China on notice, too, by virtue of the questions that they're being asked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm blown away because I think that Tony Blinken, you know, our famous Secretary of State here,
yeah.
is not.
Blinken.
But,
hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
We're going to break. You're going to get cut off. Hold that thought. All right. We'll be right back with more on this. And by the way, China took care of Hunter. Yeah, we know that. $1 billion plus. The brother, too. Joe's brother and some compadres. And indirectly, they all took care of Joe because I do believe Joe got some of that money somehow. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And don't forget, Saturday I'll be at the Largo Event Center for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show there. I'll be there till 3 o'clock. Stop by, say howdy, howdy, over on 126th Street North, just west of U.S. 19. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by the XP Stem Cell Patch Company.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Alrighty, and also on Monday, I'll be at Moss Nissan, Newport Richey. I'll be there till 3 o'clock. We've got the great guys coming from the tailgate, Tampa Tailgate Tea Party group there, and they're going to have their hot dogs and hamburgers and all their games and all that stuff, and military families are invited. It's all free, and it's a child family event, so bring the kids along, too. They're going to have a lot of fun. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and welcome back. And you were in the middle of doing something, and you...
What I want to say here is it's very remarkable to me that the Biden administration has not mobilized really an international team of people to help collaborate and investigate all things China and the pandemic and the virus and the lab and all of that. I mean, the United States wasn't the only one that was affected in this. And that also includes relationships because, we obviously had collaboration and I say we, you know, people at the National Institute of Health or whatever collaborated with that lab. We had that diplomatic cables that came back from China to the State Department and said that, you know, that they had a major lab failure with security, and they were very concerned about safety protocols there. But what about other virologists across the world? I mean, the United States isn't the only one that's got virologists. Where is the Dutch? Where are the Germans? So I'm real surprised that there hasn't been some kind of an effort to say, okay, Germany, you need to join in. Britain, you need to join in, you know, whoever else. So I think there's something else that's being hidden here, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Well, we'll know soon enough because we have this legislation, like you say, we talked about before the top of the hour, that was passed in the Senate requiring the Biden administration to declassify the intelligence on the origins of COVID-19, now goes over to the Senate.
The other way.
Oh, I mean the House. All right. I was saying that as I was trying to answer the phone here. Okay, let's go to Bagammon Bob, Mr. Bagammon Bob. And you got a question for Denise, I know.
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. How you doing?
Good, you?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to know, how soon do you think that Los Angeles or maybe even California will be sent into chaos if they don't get rid of Newsom? I call him Gruesome Newsom, or that prosecutor in Los Angeles. All right.
Okay.
That's it, Captain.
All right. Well, there's news there on the prosecutor in Los Angeles. The progressive DAs in California, that means the Democrat DAs in California, want this guy in Los Angeles gone.
Well, he's got quite a staff of deputy DAs, and they themselves have come out and spoken against him, too. So I don't know where they're going to go with this recall effort to get rid of Gascon. But you've got district attorneys in, you know, several other counties within the state that are having some real issues with him. But it isn't just him. You also have to look at that DA in San Francisco as well.
Mm-hmm.
Descend into chaos. I don't know that it'll get more chaotic in California than it already is. I mean, you've got an illegal problem, you've got a homeless problem, you got a crime problem, you got a tax problem.
But you got free money coming soon.
Yeah, well, that's only if you didn't put your name on the recall list. You get paid for that.
Yeah, good Lord. All right, well, it is what it is. Again, California, the story is unfolding, and I keep kidding with Kyle Warren. I said, when are you going to leave? How long are you going to be able to make it there? Okay, let's go to this one, because this is out of Michigan. A high school valedictorian was told that she could not include certain religious content in her speech. What?
That's very common. That happens frequently at the high school level and at the college level, I might add.
Well, this isn't because of Whitmer and her stuff up there?
Oh, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. It's just the politically correct, you know, deans and principles and all that kind of stuff. But it's not a new phenomenon by a long stretch.
Yeah, well, there was a liberal university assistant dean who did say that he defended critical race theory and said that all white people are racist. Yeah,
that was at Brandeis.
Brandeis University. Yeah, I'm familiar with that, too. All right, well, I'm not really surprised. I believe that's kind of liberal there, is it not?
It is. And just for fun, your listeners ought to go look up Brandeis University and see how the university was actually started and where it is today. It's a remarkable thing.
Okay, well, there's some really good news for the people who have had COVID.
There's now very strong evidence that there's long-lasting immunity with the COVID survivors that, according to a new study that just came out yesterday, and I can speak in my particular case, I didn't know after I had it, and I didn't know I had it, by the way, that the immunity that I've got was going to last as long as it did.
Well, I think you said you had it in November?
November 19.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you had it before anybody else in the United States had it.
Yeah, exactly, and I didn't know, but there was a bunch of people who were getting sick, 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 sick. I mean, really sick with this, quote, virus. Really bad virus, they kept calling it. Oh, well.
Nonetheless, between, the lasting immunities for those that did test positive or did have it, and between what they think to be the long-term effective rate of the vaccines, all spells very good news, such that there may not be to need to be this booster shot that they're attempting to sell everybody. But,
yep.
I would not get too complacent.
Nope.
Because I don't trust China that there's not some rerun of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust them.
Yep. Now, the Biden administration yesterday asked for $1.2 billion for border infrastructure, including migrant care, by using the expression again, well, the Trump administration left everything bare. There was nothing here for us on the border. They just didn't have anything. Well, that's because we weren't letting them in.
Well, the next big question is, since we have this other infrastructure discussion going on between the White House and the Senate, and that that whole legislation, is what's the definition of border infrastructure?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't think that paying for hotels is infrastructure.
$87
million. I don't think that paying for buses, transportation, and airline seats is infrastructure.
Nope.
But that's just me.
Okay. By the way, Senator Rand Paul and little Dr. Fauci, you got to love those two when they go back and forth. He says that little Dr. Fauci should have to testify on the Wuhan money given by NIH to them.
He's right.
He's right.
He's exactly right. Mm-hmm. He looked like a deer in headlights with his last testimony before the Senate, meeting Dr. Fauci. But now that we seem to know a little bit more, and at least we think we do, let's present some evidence.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow on a Friday morning edition, and I'll have a couple of things for you. I'll send you during the day so you have plenty of time to take a peek. Have yourself a great day. Denny Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check all the great stuff that she writes about at FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
8 people were killed Wednesday when a gunman opened fire at a light rail yard in San Jose. The shooter, identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy, was an employee at the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority facility. The Santa Clara County Sheriff says they also found explosive devices in the building. Officials say Cassidy is among the dead. They believe he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. No clear motive has been identified. Officials say the victims ranged in age from 29 to 63. One person was injured and is hospitalized in critical condition. And Amazon founder Jeff Bezos will step down from his role as the company's chief executive in July. Bezos made the announcement during Amazon's annual shareholder meeting Wednesday. He will transition to lead the company's board as executive chairman. The head of Amazon Web Services, Andy Jassy, will take over as CEO on July 5th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, in this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Get your questions ready. Bo will be in studio an hour from now, and we'll be talking to him about the National Aviation Academy. We'll also be talking to him about Memorial Day. He is a veteran, and ask him what Memorial Day means to him. All right, I'll be back right after this message from National Aviation.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you've heard me say it before, and you'll hear me say it again many, many more times. National Aviation Academy, you need to call them up and ask to take the tour. You need to call them up and ask to take the tour. And here's why. You're going to find out they have two locations, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, and the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, right across the bay. Now, you get to find out
by talking to students, by talking to teachers, and by talking to the people that would set you up with your financial assistance, what it is that needs to be done by you, and what it is that you're going to get in return for the training you're going to get and the certification as an aviation maintenance tech. It's second to nobody anywhere. And you're going to get a job, and it's going to pay you a bunch of money, and you're going to love it. You're going to have benefits. You'll be able to work anywhere in the world on aircraft. And, yes, I use the word world, because you're going to be certified. Now, here's the thing. Again, Concord, Mass., outside Boston, Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay, give them a call, 800-659-2080. Their website is naa.edu, and tell them the captain sent you. It's very simple. And again, Bo will be in studio an hour from now. If you've got any questions, you can ask him, and he'd be happy to answer them for you. Well, the Air Force's pilot retention problem has lasted for decades, and now it's about to become a top concern for another new Air Force secretary who's going to tackle the enduring pilot shortage head on. We'll see what happens there. Now, a second board recommended a field grade Army officer for an other than honorable discharge following a 2019 criminal investigation into his extensive online rhetoric supporting white supremacy and other violent overthrows of the U.S. government. This came out of the January 6th investigation. The Military Times is now reporting this, that the Army wants to kick out an avowed white supremacist officer, but they won't admit that they're doing it. Well, we're giving you the report because it is, in fact, part of what's going on. In addition, Washington is seeking the insurances for a $23 billion arms sale as the United Arab Emirates is expanding security and technology cooperation with China. You heard me right. The F-35 sale to the United Arab Emirates is now being imperiled over the U.S. concerns about the ties to China. And we'll see how all that plays out. In addition, U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to meet next month in Geneva, a face-to-face encounter the White House hopes will help bring some predictability to the fraught relationship that's only worsened in the first months of the Democratic administration. Well, it's because they don't respect Biden. He's a weak leader. Putin is far from being weak. And Putin will jump all over Biden. He will tell him what's going to be done, how he's going to do it, and why he's going to do it that way. And Biden is going to sit there like the little cat and the mouse that he is. And he's going to sit there and go, oh, yes, sir, Mr. Putin. Oh, yes, Vladdy. Oh, yes, but you know, Vladdy, you can't be too bad. Oh, no, Vladdy. I can hear it now. I can hear it now. We don't have a leader, but we all know it. Now, the prototype flight training program called the Project Avenger, arms to strengthen the abilities of student pilots while reducing the time it takes to send them to the fleet. This Navy's new Project Avenger flight training program is going to produce stronger aviators with more time in the seat without actually getting up into an aircraft to do the actual flying. You'll be flying from a simulator. Actually, it'll save some money, and that's probably the whole reason for it. So there you go. Now, overseas, the U.S. military estimates that it's completed up to a quarter of its pullout now from Afghanistan. Whether or not that's going to remain that way or not, we don't know, because I've got one group of people telling me, well, they're trying to get out by the 4th of July. And I got another group of people saying, well, no, they're going to drag it right up to the last day, September 11th, before they officially get out altogether. And now we've got the NATO allies that are trying to get out sooner rather than later, asking us to cover them. Well, while the U.S. has lifted its missile restrictions on South Korea, ending the range and warhead limits, this was decided on the other day when the South Korean president was here. The South Korea can now develop ballistic missiles capable of reaching targets far beyond the Korean Peninsula, following the United States' approval to lift a 42-year-old restriction on its allies' missile development program. And to that I say, about damn time. Also, for Moscow, It's the last geopolitical battleground where they hold the advantage over Washington and Beijing, namely the Arctic. Russia is all in the Arctic. They've got a base up there. They're refining oil up there. They're doing some other things up there. We don't even know what they're doing in some cases. And we're trying to get up there and counter them. We're still trying. Notice the word I said, trying. Now, the Afghan Taliban had decided upon three conditions to attend an eagerly awaited U.S. proposed conference in Turkey. The conference must be short, number one. The agenda should not include decision-making on critical issues, number two. And the Taliban delegation should be low-level, number three. So says a senior Taliban leader. The reason they want it low-level is so that they can't take the people out and get rid of the high-level leadership. And we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, at the Pentagon, if you're planning on going to Arlington National Cemetery, wreath-laying ceremonies resumed again this week, and officials have loosened the pandemic restrictions ahead of the upcoming Memorial Day weekend to allow more people to come in and visit and attend the wreath-laying ceremonies. Now, the Pentagon has not previously discussed how they were going to use the counterterrorism capabilities for the great power competition, but now that seems to be changing as they are studying how counterterrorism fits into the great power competition that's there. All right, let me drift on over real quick. I got time to do this. We've got Eric and Seminole, and you want to mention something about the military?
We got Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business.
Oh, Todd in Tampa. All right, I saw the wrong number. Go ahead.
That's all right. Let me tell ESPN is trying to blame Trump for Spygate with the Patriots. Tom Brady won 6-7 titles. I know. I just won one right here with Tampa Bay, so don't try that nonsense. You guys have been still, and let me say, Trump, where's your, I want to hear you having a rally. I want to hear you having a rally in Tampa, Florida, okay?
Hold on. Stop right there. He is going to have a rally in Florida. We just don't know where yet.
Oh, okay, all right. And then I want to make sure on July 4th you're having a rally with fireworks and everything else, okay? That's another thing, okay? Stand up for the country, Trump. The American people are hurt. If George Washington was president, okay, if George Washington was president after he just beat England and these mayors and governors were shoving their cities down, he'd hang every one of them for treason, okay? Because you should be open. The American people are free. Are free from the government tyranny, and they'd be up there making a buck like LeBron James is in the playoffs, $25 million, and building his empire, okay? So all these states should be open. It's a disgrace that these states aren't open, okay? Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops, and I want to see DeSantis over there. The only four people that should be speaking at a Trump rally is me, the captain, DeSantis, Trump.
You're going to get cut off. All right, thank you, Todd. All right, and you were going to get cut off, so that was going to happen. All right, here comes the break. Chris Markowski right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot of things to talk about with him, money-related. And, boy, what's going to happen next, huh? All righty, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Now, I'll tell you what, on a bad back, that feels really good. Now, Moss Acura comes with the You Serve, You Save package, where remember, if you are an active duty veteran or military or you're a first responder or a church pastor, you get a discount on your vehicle. Now, Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And remember, they're located in North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan store. That's right there. Now you can find them online at MossMAUSAcura.com. That's MossMAUSAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you either, because that'll open the door wide open. And we've got the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
A little nippy up in northern New York tonight. How about where you're at?
No, not too bad right now. It's probably in the, we're going to get a warm weekend, but we get some storms heading our way, I think, on Friday.
Beware of the sharks.
They're gathering out there again. And some of the sharks that are gathering are not just fish. Apparently, the Senate Democrats are going bonkers over the buybacks, the bank buybacks. What's this all about?
Well, listen, there's the controversy out there. This is for a while, and it's not a matter of going bonkers. You know, it's a matter of presenting the argument the right way. They have a point. Many companies out there, if they feel that their shares are undervalued, rather than issue dividends or reinvest that money, they will buy back shares of their company. I don't have a problem with that if companies didn't also issue massive amounts of shares to the executives at those companies, would therefore turn around and buy back the shares that their executives are selling. That I have a problem with. I've always believed, and they always talk about wealth disparity in the United States and issues that we have. I think one of the best ways of dealing with that, quite frankly, is to pay some of these CEOs in cash, not stock. It's the same way a professional athlete's getting paid in cash, and that's pay taxes on that. That's the same way executives should be paid. If they want to buy stock in the company, they can use the money that they made and then buy stock in the company. I don't mind issuing shares to the lay people at a company, but the executives I do have a problem with. I think that it's a whole world of issues out there where you end up managing your stock price over the short term rather than the long term, and the buybacks are part of that.
Okay, because, again, people don't quite understand the way that works. Now, I will tell you that Florida has now joined 23 GOP states in getting rid of the federal unemployment money to get some 460,000 people back to work that are on the unemployment rolls. I think it's a great idea. Some of the people are balking a little bit because, my God, they might have to go look for a job. But, Chris, there's jobs everywhere. Everywhere I've traveled. Everywhere. Help wanted.
I know it's something else, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing to me. You actually think about all of the jobs that are actually, available. If you want one, you can get one. That's basically it. If you want a job, you can go get yourself a job. And I it's frustrating to see the fact that, so many people are going to say, hey, I'm going to take the summer off. Again, it's one of the issues we have so much illegal issues here in this country, because guess what? We need to fill these jobs. There's work that needs to be done. Somebody's going to have to do it.
And some of the jobs that were paying $8, $9, and $10 an hour are now paying $12.50 an hour. Of course, people want $15 an hour. There's plenty of those jobs out there, too, the $15 an hour jobs. And everywhere you look, it's a bonus, signing bonus of $500. I saw one yesterday, signing bonus, $1,000. Stay with it.
Yeah.
6 months, you get $1,000.
That's how much work. That's what it is right now, how difficult it is for businesses to get and retain workers. They're spending that type of money.
Okay, let me ask you a question, because somebody asked me the question to ask you, and it was Jeannie from San Diego, California. What is your definition of infrastructure?
My definition of infrastructure is actually tangible stuff, like roads and bridges and
maybe the railroad tracks maybe?
Yep, things like that. That to me is infrastructure, not the nonsense.
So therefore, it would not be a migrant housing center.
No.
Yeah, and they were bitching and griping, the Democrats, yesterday about the fact that they got to come up with $1.2 billion to help along the border, plus to restock these migrant centers, which were left totally dry by the Trump administration. There was nothing there, no supplies, none of this, none of that. Well, excuse me, it's because we weren't letting them in.
Yeah, a lot of that, quite frankly, is nonsense. It's just enough with that. Migrant centers. I mean, come on already. We're being ridiculous now.
Well, we don't know where the migrants are going when they get out of the center. That's part of the problem, too.
And they're being dropped off all over the place. Quite frankly, that's the reality. They're being dropped off in a myriad of different places. And sometimes the local communities don't even know that they're coming there.
Now, Wall Street has a new, quote, cop. I'm just reading a headline from Newsmax. It says, Wall Street's new cop signals more scrutiny on cryptocurrency.
Who's going to be interesting to see goes ahead and actually
ends up handling the policing of this cryptocurrency. That basically, they right now it's like the Keystone Cops. They don't know what in the world they're doing. They don't know how to go about doing it. Quite frankly, they don't really even understand it yet. Mm-hmm. And that's an issue.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos, I know you keep tabs on him, right?
Yeah.
He's leaving Amazon officially on July the 5th. And before he leaves, it looks like there's going to be one more big expansion coming up. Amazon yesterday announced that they are checking into how they are going to open up brick-and-mortar pharmacies.
Expanding into, almost like it's, I would assume like it's almost Whole Foods type of brick-and-mortar business as well. So,
IKEA? How about IKEA? Something like that?
IKEA is a little bit different, but because Whole Foods, what they're doing at Whole Foods is quite extraordinary because they've basically changed the way people buy groceries. Again, Amazon, Walmart is following suit with this, so it is kind of fascinating. But you got to hand it to them in their involvement, how they go about doing things, because they're just basically killing it as far as their business is concerned.
Mm. Now, the Standard & Poor's 500 is up and it's down and it's this and it's that. Inflation seems to be dulling some of the enthusiasm over there. Am I right?
Inflation is hitting everywhere, Matt. It's something that we talked about for a very, very long time, and it's here. It's the point right now where I'm, actually having to really address it on my radio show and explain to people they really need to inflation-proof their portfolios, which we've been doing, but many people have not. It's a rude awakening. It really is. All of a sudden, the cost of everything is going up, and you're not prepared for it, or it throws your financial ideas about the future into disarray because all of a sudden you're paying that much more for food or that much more for housing or whatever it may be. So, again, I've described it's another form of a tax. It is what it is. It's another tax. Mm-hmm. You're devaluing the currency. It's a tax that they don't have to government, quite frankly, doesn't have to pass into law.
Now, yesterday I had Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, on, and we were talking about the price of houses going up 90-some-odd thousand dollars above whatever the price was to begin with. And he was telling me that some of the builders, depending on the contract you got, have to eat that themselves.
They do. The builders weren't smart in the sense that what they should have done, quite frankly, was, seeing this type of inflation, you have to put little caveats in the contract saying, hey, listen, if something goes wrong here, you're going to have to pay more. Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes sense, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Now, one last little thing, since we're talking about a little bit of real estate stuff there, there is a deal right now where suddenly the refis out there are not as abundant as they were. Mortgage applications have decreased as the refinance activity is declining.
Well, a lot of people just have done it already, and you're not going to refinance again after you just refinance. So I think that that's probably a large part of that also.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Friday morning. Stay warm up there, and don't play too much lacrosse. By the way, congratulations. That was a great picture of your kids in their lacrosse gear.
Thank you very much.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the watchdog at Wall Street. He put out a picture there of his kids, the three lacrosse players.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.